is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House voting overnight to cut $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated from international aid programs and from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The cryptocurrency industry reaching a major milestone in Washington on Thursday as Congress cleared legislation outlining the first federal rules for stable coins, a popular form of digital currency. President Trump telling Attorney General Pam Bondi to now unseal grand jury documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Speaker Mike Johnson says of the president,
"We trust the American people. They can draw their own conclusions." And so he's in the process of releasing the information that can be released, that's not held up by a court or involves, victims of crimes or something like that.
CBS insisting its decision to cancel Late Night with Stephen Colbert was purely financial, not because Colbert had criticized the recent settlement between President Trump and CBS parent company Paramount Global. This is ABC News. Events held nationwide Thursday in honor of late civil rights leader John Lewis. The protests have been dubbed the Good Trouble Lives On National Day of Action. The State Department is defending the destruction of hundreds of tons of food that was allowed to expire in warehouses recently. ABC's Michelle Franzen has details.
U.S. spokesperson Tammy Bruce says the expired high-energy biscuit supplies that were destroyed and stored in Dubai represent a small amount, about 1% of the food aid that the U.S. distributes each year. Still, she says they're reviewing.
We are involved in looking at all of our systems. That's been the case from really day one. That's been a commitment.
Bruce pushed back on critics who claim the Trump administration cutbacks to USAID are to blame. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Attorney General and Interior Secretary visiting Alcatraz Thursday, part of the Trump administration's plans to reopen the San Francisco prison that's been shuttered since 1963 and has become one of the city's most popular tourist attractions. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Congratulations! The doctor said that you have a baby on the way. Did you know that you can find gently used baby clothes at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? Our sizes start with preemie and grow from there. All of our consigned clothing is in like-new condition and priced to sell because we know that saving money is vital when a baby is on the way. Come visit us at the Creative Outlet. We are located on Court Street in the historic downtown Richland Center.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Consider this.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Discouragement is of the devil, my mother used to say emphatically when I would get one of my teenage mood swings. I was not sure I believed her then. I rather enjoyed a little pity party occasionally. Discouragement, that feeling of gloom, oppression, like nothing will ever work out right again, spiritually disables us as long as we allow it to remain. Madame Guyon was persecuted and imprisoned for her faith. This is what she had to say about discouragement. I entreat you, give no place to despondency. This is a dangerous temptation, a refined, not a gross temptation of the adversary. Melancholy contracts and withers the heart and renders it unfit to receive the impressions of grace. It magnifies and gives a false coloring to objects and thus renders your burdens too heavy to bear. God's designs regarding you and the methods of bringing about those designs are infinitely wise. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a quiet Friday shaping up for the most part around here, although some clouds building in by afternoon as a weather system upstream in the Dakotas heads our way. This will likely bring us a decent amount of shower and thunderstorm activity later tonight through about early afternoon tomorrow. And there could be some strips of fairly heavy rain coming through southwest Wisconsin. Some spots could easily get over an inch. Otherwise, more humid air coming in tomorrow, and then a little bit less humid for Sunday. Should be a beautiful Sunday with high pressure building in, bringing more sunshine. Most of Monday is looking nice as well. Then a warm front coming back at us will bring us another surge of thunderstorms Monday night and early Tuesday. There could be repeated rounds of thunderstorms off and on for most of the week ahead, and temperatures will hover about 5 to 10 degrees above normal. Here's that forecast for today. Patchy fog early, otherwise quite a bit of sunshine, then gradually clouding up this afternoon. High 78, southeast to south wind up to 10. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely later. Some may have heavy rainfall, low 64. Tomorrow, occasional showers and thunderstorms possible through mid-afternoon. Peaks of sun later and muggy with a high of 83. South wind 5 to 10 becoming northwest. Going into Sunday, a good amount of sunshine and pleasant, not as muggy. Low 62, high near 80. For Monday, partly cloudy, low 58. Seasonal high of 83. There is a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday night. Tuesday, still a 50% chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then another chance late at night in between some patchy sun, warm and humid, high 87. Wednesday looks hot and humid, thunderstorms are possible, high temperature close to 90. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
It is a sunny 59 degrees, up from a morning low of 52. Yesterday, we had a high of 75, a really nice day with just a trace of precipitation. A record high on this day set back in 1946 at 98, while a record low, 50, was set in 1984. As for last year on this day, our high was 76 and our low, 53. Sunset today will be at 8:38, sunrise tomorrow at 5:38. No precipitation. The barometer is dipping slightly to 30.22, and winds are light out of the northwest at 2. Again, it's 59 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Morning Sports is sponsored today by Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsborough Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badgerland Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badgerland Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports. I'm Adam Haas. On Monday, July 21st, the Simon Sharks will make their first trip in over a decade to Schulzburg, and they return to the Simon's Recreation Complex on Wednesday, July 23rd for their last home swim meet of the season. At the home meet, the Sharks will be hosting their annual Baby Shark Race, where younger siblings of swimmers get their chance to swim a race. Now turning to hometown baseball night league games from Thursday. Last night's finals, Ashton over Poinette 16-0. Middleton edged Black Earth 11-10. Verona, a 9-4 win against Cross Plains. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 3, Wyota 0. Same score, Ridgeway over Schulzburg Benton 3-0. Foodville 7, Argyle 1. Evansville a 3-2 win against Belleville. And Wisconsin Dells defeated Mazamani by a final of 3-2. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski showed All-Star Game fans and players some serious heat on Tuesday night. He fired 9 pitches that measured at more than 100 miles per hour as he pitched in the 8th inning in Atlanta. Mizorowski also threw 11 pitches that reached at least 99 miles per hour. He was a controversial choice to replace the Cubs' Matthew Boyd on the roster because he had appeared in just 5 Major League games. After the game, Miz says he was treated well by his NL teammates.
Awesome. I mean, they were all so happy for me and, it was awesome. Yeah, I mean, it was fun, and, it's a little different than starting, so, but it was fun.
The Milwaukee Brewers open a 3-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Dodgers in L.A. as teams return from the All-Star break. The Brewers are second behind the Cubs by 1 game in the NL Central at 56-40. The Dodgers are 58-39, and they're first in the NL West. First pitch tonight on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7 is set for 9:10 Central. Pitching probables, 7-2, Quinn Priester will take on the Dodgers 1-0, Tyler Glasnow. The Milwaukee Bucks will sign a new deal with small forward Chris Livingston after he lit up the NBA Summer League. The team had just waived him but switched directions after former Phoenix Sun Bradley Beal decided to sign with the LA Clippers. ESPN reports that Livingston earned his way back with a standout performance this month, scoring 20 points, grabbing 5 rebounds, and dishing out 7.7 assists per game in the Summer League. Livingston has been with Milwaukee but hasn't been able to force his way into coach Doc Rivers' rotation. He's still just 21 years old. Damian Lillard, former Buck, is back where he started. Lillard signed a 3-year deal worth $42 million to return to the Portland Trail Blazers. That, according to a person with knowledge of the deal, they told the Associated Press on Thursday. That person spoke to the AP on the condition of anonymity because the deal has not been officially announced. Lillard was the 6th pick in the 2012 NBA draft by the Trail Blazers. He spent 11 seasons with Portland before he was traded to the Bucks just before the 23-24 season. He started just four NFL games, but Green Bay Packer linebacker Edgerrin Cooper has shown enough production to earn some early respect. NFL.com named Cooper to its All-Under 25 squad on Wednesday. Taking the field in 14 games last season, he received the highest grade for any NFL linebacker. He had 3.5 sacks, 87 combined tackles, and he defended 4 passes. He also contributed to a pair of fumble recoveries. Yardbarker.com reports that Green Bay defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley calls his young star, quote, locked in and focused as he prepares for 2025. 6 weeks before the college football season opens, the status of one of the Badgers' starting cornerbacks is unclear. A federal appeals court overturned a preliminary injunction that granted Nyjer Forquhern another year of eligibility. Yahoo Sports reports that the Seventh Circuit made the ruling on a 2-1 vote. After the induction was granted, he pulled out of the 2025 NFL draft consideration and then participated in spring practice at Wisconsin. Lloyd Howell has resigned as executive director of the NFL Players Association, citing distractions his leadership has caused in recent weeks. Howell has come under scrutiny since ESPN reported that he maintained a part-time consulting job with the Carlyle Group, a private equity firm that holds league approval to seek minority ownership in NFL franchises. That followed the revelation that the NFLPA and the league had a confidentiality agreement to keep quiet an arbiter's ruling about possible collusion by owners over quarterback salaries. The latest issue was an ESPN report Thursday that revealed two player representatives who voted for Howell were not aware that he was sued in 2011 for sexual discrimination and retaliation while he was a senior executive at Booz Allen. The Pittsburgh Steelers now make star linebacker T.J. Watt the highest paid star in the NFL. A person with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press that T.J. Watt is set to become the NFL's highest-paid defender, and he's agreed to a 3-year deal with an average of $41 million annually. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity to the AP because the deal has not yet been made public. Watt, a Wisconsin native who's entering his final season of a 4-year extension he signed in 2021, skipped organized team activities and mandatory minicamp to put pressure on the Steelers' front office to ink a new deal. Caitlin Clark is out of the All-Star weekend as a participant. The Indiana Fever guard injured her right groin on Tuesday night in the final minute of the team's win over the Connecticut Sun. She said Thursday in a message posted on X that she was, quote, sad and disappointed to pull out of the All-Star game in the 3-point contest. It's being held in Indiana. Clark is captain of one of the All-Star teams. The second-year guard was leading the votes from the fans and has been a huge reason the league has had a boon in attendance and ratings over the last two seasons. And the British Open at Royal Portrush had a little bit of everything in the opening round. Sunlight, rain, a breeze, and strong gusts that blew rain sideways. And there was a world number one Scottie Scheffler once again in the mix. Matt Fitzpatrick and Harris English are part of a 5-way tie for the lead at 67. That's sports. I'm Adam Hess.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Are you a first-time home buyer ready to take that exciting step? A conventional loan might be just what you need. With flexible terms, competitive interest rates, and options for as little as 3% down, it's never been easier to own your first home. The Schultz Mortgage Team is here to guide you every step of the way, making the process simple and stress-free. Call us today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify and take the first step toward home ownership. Your dream home is waiting. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making first-time buyers feel right at home.
Good morning. I'm Bo Henricks, now in for the man Phil Nee, as we're giving him a little more time off every once in a while. You got to do that to make sure that they remain happy, especially the boss man. You got to make sure he's happy. Coming up in just a little bit here, we'll be taking a look at your brand new songs on the Fresh from the Country, as well as some of the top earners on the bill or on the country airplay charts. But right now, here's a little Eric Church for you with Hands of Time.
Get your bill breaks so that they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn to buy around. Bloody Mary's an aspirin, don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of them, the hands of time. You sing a singing Hollywood nights, even losers get lucky sometimes. A paradise by the dashboard light, now I'm just fine, I'm doing alright. We ain't as young as we used to be, we're young and high, so easy we live. So now, guitars and words that rhyme, I hang on the hands of time. Always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town church blue, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart.
Got me along with, but ain't as young as we used to be. When the chillin' that went on your
I've been trying to get a little more sleep at night. I've been working like a dog. I've been going to church. Yeah, I've been being so damn good it hurts. I kinda wanna light up a couple smokes. Kinda want some ground mixed in my coat. Kinda wanna hole up in some corner booth somewhere. I kinda wanna find the pretty little things. Kinda like me, don't want no strings. Knowing in the morning that it ain't going nowhere. But tonight I kinda don't care. No, I don't wanna think about nothing at all.
Justin Moore here on WRCO. Bo Hendricks alongside you on this Friday. Yes, another week in the books, and feels good to say, but the Brewers will be back in action tonight, and that will have a start time of 9:10, late one tonight, as the Brewers get ready to take on the Dodgers on the road. So, well, you at least may need a little nap before tonight's game, but hopefully it'll be well worth it.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side.
is 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck, man, this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Guess he got some nerve, what he give me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
It is time for this week's Fresh from the Country, as we take a look at some new songs and some of the top chart songs for the week. And we'll start off this morning with a new one by Kane Brown. This one is called Two Pair.
I got a feeling it's season that'll make me grow. I'm still breathing, I got praise in my lungs, in the choir in my soul, can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy. Fill it up until it overflows. I remember, I'll keep holding on to hope. Still the king of rolling stones, can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy. No, 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 no. What the world could give, no, we can't take away. Got the joy, joy, joy I can't contain. Nothing can quiet my pain. I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart, down in my soul, deep in my bones. I got the joy, joy, joy I can't contain. Nothing can quiet my pain. Can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy.
That's the new one from Kane Brown called Two Pair here on WRCO. I'm Bo Hendricks alongside you. Hoping your day is going well. Can move ahead, though, as we are going to hear Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs as they team up for the hit that reached number 9 on the charts this week. It's called Backup Plan.
Gonna quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the closed minders. If it's in your blood, falling down ain't enough to change who you were born to be. And getting back up, that's the only backup plan you need.
That's number 9 this week, Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs with Backup Plan. We're going to hear one up a couple spots from Bailey Zimmerman. Now at number 7 this week, we're going to hear from Shaboozy. Coming up in just a moment, though, we'll be testing out your trivia knowledge. Here on Fresh from the Country, number 7 this week, it's Good News by Shaboozy.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Yeah, it's getting harder to act my age. Sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil went walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away. Singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the ride at the end of my.
sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes.
Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues.
All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
Just a little good news. Well, it's Friday, I can tell you that. Maybe it's some good news for you. But that was number 7 this week on the Country Airplay charts. Shaboozy with Good News. And maybe some good news for a special someone coming up. If they are the winner for today's trivia question, they could win a prize to Christy Sunnyside. That's next.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
It is time for today's trivia question, as we are going to be bringing that to you. And, well, today's trivia question, the sponsor is Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
And time for your Friday trivia question today. And today, actually, well, with the Brewers returning to action, figure a good question of the day would be dealing with sports. Sports history, to be more specific. And as we look at this day in sports history, it was on this day that San Francisco Giants outfielder Willie Mays became the 10th player of baseball to get 3,000 hits. What year was that? Was it 1968, 1970, 1972, or 1974? Be the correct call right now at 647-1-4155. You could win. Here's a new one by Mags. It is called Our Song.
I wake up every
That's Mag's new song called Our Song. Had a chance to meet her. Very talented and very nice. As we have a winner of our trivia question today, and that is Vanessa Wiedenfeld. She had the correct response and wins a prize to Christy's Sunnyside. The question, what year did San Francisco Giants outfielder Willie Mays become the 10th baseball player to get 3,000 hits? It was on this day in 1970.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little uneasy. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Have you lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening can help. Affordable Sharpening, located in Cause Plaza in Richland Center, offers expert sharpening services for just about everything. Knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and garden tools. They'll also be sharpening shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. They're open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cause Plaza. For more information, call 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just about a few minutes away from 9 o'clock, we'll have a new morning show coming up in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at the top couple hits on the charts this week. Coming in at number 2, we're going to hear a new one by Josh Ross. This song is called Single Again.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone, but I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him, and you'd be walking out of here without him. When you sing I hope you're all over me.
same old Tennessee. 615, did you see?
Number two this week, that is Josh Ross with the single Again here on Fresh from the Country. And already another Friday upon us, but the Boaz Lions have a big day today. The Boaz Lions Club, they're hosting a fish fry from 4:30 to 7 or until dawn at the Boaz Community Building. You can enjoy a 2 or 3 piece meal with scalloped potatoes, dinner roll, coleslaw, milk, or coffee, and dessert for $15. Proceeds will benefit the local scholarship program. You can also break bread with community members at a free community meal on Friday at 5:30 at the Other Door in Viroqua, Vernon County's Drop-In Center. Looking at the top 10 hits on the charts this week, coming in at number 10, it was Corey Kent with This Heart. Bailey Zimmerman had a big week with her duet with Luke Combs in Backup Plan. Another Luke in number 8, Luke Bryan with Country Song Came On. Number 7 this week on the country airplay charts, Shaboozy with Good News. Coming in at number 6, Thomas Rhett, After All the Bars Are Closed. Number 5 is Nate Smith, Fix What You Didn't Break. 4, Tyler Hubbard with Park. Number 3, Sam Hunt, Country House. We just heard Josh Ross at number 2 with a single Again. And number 1, here's Morgan Wallen, Just In Case.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. And I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have 3 words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
More Morgan Wallen and Justin Case. The 9 o'clock news, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's something for everyone. Bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. This is WRCO-FM, 100.9 in Richland Center at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House insists President Trump is okay after being diagnosed with a chronic condition affecting the veins in his legs. The president's doctor says it's a benign and common condition for seniors.
This diagnosis is a progressive one, meaning that there's no curative treatment or intervention, so it certainly can lead to persistent swelling, which can lead to persistent pain and difficulties with mobility. With at the age of 79 can be difficult. At the age of 79, while also being the president, can be a tremendous amount of work.
ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton. The president expected to sign a series of bills related to cryptocurrencies later today. The House passing that bill on Thursday, and overnight passing the bill, pulling back $9 billion in federal